Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and good evening, and you're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show live and direct on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. I pray that this day has found you truly blessed and highly favored. Amen. Today is February 12, 2014, and we have an exciting show ahead of us. Our theme tonight is love. That's right, Valentine's Day, nothing but good old-fashioned love. Praise God. And so we've got some wonderful guests ahead of us, some amazing new music, and some exciting things to share, and certainly to give back. Amen? But let's get things started before we go into prayer. This is Detroit Math Choir, We Worship You.
outstretched hand, my mouth will not break with words of faith. I used to start each day, Lord, I know that I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. You hung your head, you bled and died just to save a wretch like me. So I give my heart, you can use it as you please, and as long as I live, I'm gonna praise you. Oh,
Amen. We worship you. We worship you. Praise God. And he truly is worthy to be praised. Amen. Let us begin the show in prayer as we look to the Lord and humbly bow to his wonderful throne of grace and mercy. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. Father, we don't profess to know everything and know all things, and that's why we look to you, and we can do nothing without you. Father, for those who are looking for encouragement this day, we ask that you would just lift their spirits, Father God, and be ever so present. Remind them and send a blessing just to let them know that you are with them, and you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, and so that you would guide them, Father God, along their journey and along their battles. And you said the battle was not theirs. So, Father God, we ask right now that you would put up a standard and stand before them and show how mighty you are and pull them through and push them through and help them to get over. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up those who are mourning or grieving or sorrow and sadness. And Father, we speak to the spirit of loneliness. We rebuke it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we replace it now with nothing but joy and love in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, for those who are aching and ailing with pain or illness and disease, Father God, you said by his stripes we are healed. So Father, we just ask right now that you would put your healing hand upon us and heal us and restore us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, as we prepare and go forward, that we would be able to share love, know love, and experience love, and certainly grow more in our knowledge of love and hope to all find love. Father, there is no greater love than yours, and for that we thank you. As we prepare and go ahead now, we ask that you prepare our guests this evening, Father God, and use them to speak out in your wonderful name and to share the gifts that you have already given them. Father God, I ask that you would bless me as I prepare myself to go forth and do your bidding. But we ask that you would take over right now. Holy Spirit, come and be ever present. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we go forth right now and we declare your deeds in the glorious name and matchless name that no other can beat or succeed. But Father God, we ask for strength and grace and mercy as we deliver your words and we deliver your songs and we deliver your praise and worship. And go forth now and ask you to take over in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I'm so glad you're all here with me this evening. And for those who are just starting to join us, we just ask that you continue courage. And we want to thank you again. We are almost 15,500 strong, praise God. And that is no fault of my own, praise God. Why you turn in to listen to me every week, I don't know, but I'm so glad because God is good, and I'm quite sure that is why you do what you do. Praise his name. I am about to put on some more music, then we're going to prepare for our international events and happenings, and we surely want to make sure that we give a shout-out. We have lots of new music. We have some news coming out tonight from one of our guests, as well as a guest that we have been covering at the Glass Awards here in Toronto back in July. And we did get to do an interview with him, and we had him live in video on YouTube as well as air on the show. And now we have the opportunity of getting to know the person behind some of the wonderful music that we get to hear, praise God. But right now, because our theme is love, I'm going to start off with a group, a wonderful group in South Africa, one of our favorites and one of our fans. This is Livingston Pretorius and Your Love. We said he would never leave us nor forsake us. There's no other love greater than the love of the Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah. All right. Birthday time. We have lots of wonderful birthdays this week. I want to do a special shout out to my buddy, my neighbor, my illustrator, Ms. Natalie Montcalm. She had a birthday this week. Actually, it was yesterday. And I called her last night to sing because it had been a very busy and long day and decided, well, I forgot to give her a call because normally I call and I sing. So I was able to get that in last night about 9:30, and she said her morning started off in song, and so I was able to close it off in song. Praise God. We also have one of our favorites, Sharon Riley, that we definitely want to continue to share with you all. She has a birthday today. Sister Sharon from Pastor J. Rouse and Rouse Ministries, we want to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. And, of course, to you out there, if you're celebrating your birthday, we've always said that you'd never celebrate alone, and that's why we get excited for you. I hope that your day is going well. You're being spoiled rotten. And I know here in Canada we have a long weekend coming up, so we're looking forward to having a wonderful weekend. And so we hope that you will get to stretch your birthday out. So if you've had a birthday between last week and this week, of course, once again, we wish you a very happy birthday. We also want to acknowledge those who are celebrating anniversaries or have a special event or maybe a promotion. Anything that makes you happy, that feels good, and certainly makes you proud in God's eyes. And we're excited for you, too. We want to share your joy. So, that being said, here's our special birthday greeting just for you. This is for you, Miss Nat, and it's also for my buddy, Sharon Riley.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Are you ready, Sharon? Everybody pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Elise, pop some love. Pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Elise, pop some go. Yeah, happy party day. Yeah, who day? Ah, day, ah, who day? Happy, 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 happy time. Everybody must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This time party no need to pretend. See, ah, day, happy party go day. Do my mother go day. Bash your last of go day. See, pop some more. And my brother chop some chicken, some cheese, and with pepper soup. You go drink water, you go kaput. Everybody sing say, you got them, they low, low. When you see them, they throw it, throw it. You go sing, you go like, you go run. And you go, they want to know where they come from. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's a happy birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hot thing. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say, there's no tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 pure. Everybody make you hip hop pure. My mama day, I my mama day, I you make a tambour today, everybody party day, happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony.
Bumper to bumper, some people change that to fender to bumper.
You just see them
Papino de Jai. Everybody, everybody, everybody jump to the jelly jelly. Jump to cross the door here, yari yari. Come on in, come on in. You be like, say you want to go this and say. Can it be you? Can it be you? For this party, I swear it'll be you. For this party, no big deal. I love all of us, I'm so much of a chance, I'm so much of a chance, I'll be there. My mama,
now, everybody wanna party hard. Now we're gonna party hard. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Everybody,
happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy great day, my brother.
Amen. And once again, happy, happy, happy birthday. And just as a dedication to Sister Sharon Riley of the group Sharon Riley and Faith Corral, we're going to play one of her wonderful songs. Phenomenal, phenomenal woman of God. This is Integrity by Sharon Riley and Faith Corral.
Hey, hey, hey.
Amen. Integrity. Happy blessed birthday, Sister Sharon Riley. And we were just listening to Integrity by Sharon Riley and Faith Corral. Now we want to get moving with some of our international events and happenings and what's happening around the world, especially this weekend because it's Valentine's Day weekend. And so we want to make sure we get moving with some of that. But as we say moving on, one of the guests that we have coming this afternoon, or tonight I should say, is Jermaine Cowan. And you'll remember that we interviewed him back in the summer and we got to cover his show and event in Windsor for the Caribbean Festival while he was there performing with his band. And I only recently got this because I have his CDs, and you got to get his CDs. But one of the songs that I liked really, 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 truly liked was this one called Moving On. And we finally got our hands on it to play it live on air. And you'll be hearing from him a little later on. But this is Moving On by Jermaine Cowan, and then we'll do our international happenings.
Moving on,
I'm moving, yeah. Yeah.
Gotta keep moving,
gotta keep moving,
gotta keep,
yeah.
Right away,
gotta keep moving,
I'm moving on.
Full of ambition, I'm ready for the mission.
Moving on,
no retreat, no collision. Unity, no more division.
I'm moving on
to the ends of the earth, best from the time of my birth.
Moving on.
Not tomorrow shining like today. That's why me showed right away. No more hurt and sickness. I know it's gonna be a brighter day. From Sunday to Saturday, all I see is better days. Don't worry, don't fret no more, cause the Father done blessed me with many years. Remember when time was hard, had no food day in the yard. Like Moses, me call from God. Now things better, me no let them be gone. New year, me have to stand firm. Now let the same mistake, me done learn. Work hard for any money that me earn. It's my time, it's my turn.
I'm moving on.
I'm a full of ambition. I'm ready for the mission.
Moving on.
Go, go down there. Bad mind, jealousy, you have to run with. Jezebel try to distract me if it's on with. Can't stop me, no, I want to do this. Me follow others and stick to the mission.
Not all I do, get one like politician.
Come to tell that if you don't have a vision, you just in your hand, just make a decision. We're moving forward, yes, we're moving forward.
Everybody to the sound of the beat, cause yes, we're moving forward.
We're moving forward, yes, we're moving forward.
Move your body to the sound of the beat, cause yes, we're moving forward.
For the best because the sky's not the limit. Control your mind, keep your water put in it. Goals and aspiration, you are gonna win it. The hero your temple, you know you're not the finish. Everything is not about money. Got to live your life in harmony. One aim, one destiny. You'll have heard the best of me. Moving, I'm not gonna stay no longer. Now I live my life, I hope and I wonder. Have to stay afloat from, keep on going under. Eyes on the prize, gonna keep you living longer. Slow and steady, I may have the ability. Moving forward, strong capability. Have the power, I'm a full of agility. Obstacles, them never bother me.
Moving on,
I'm a full of ambition. I'm ready for the mission.
Moving on,
no retreat, no collision. Unity, no more division.
I'm moving on.
Collision, unity, no more division.
I'm moving on
to the ends of the earth, blessed from the time.
we're moving, eh? In one accord, eh? United we stand. Man, we ain't going far, man. We're going to keep moving. So if you're down on your knees, trust me. Get up. We're moving.
Amen. We're moving on. I like that song. And it's got so much strength to it. It says, if you're down on your knees, get up. Because we're moving on. And sometimes we got to pray and give it to God. And sometimes we got to keep moving. Amen. And that's what I like about this. It's got so much determination and strength. And we're so excited to have Jermaine Cowan here this evening. And we'll be talking to him shortly. But in the meantime, there's some other major things taking place around the world. And as I said, it's going to be a Valentine's Day weekend. So there's a lot of things happening. And one of the exciting things is another guest that we have coming on later on. But in the meantime, get your pen and paper, and don't forget to check out everything on Rev's Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook. And we want to hear from you. We're getting... Hi. Okay, we seem to have some technical difficulties there. As I was saying, so the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. But as it says, we're moving on. And so we've got lots of international events and things taking place around the world. So let us get started so we can keep moving on, according to Jermaine Cowan. Amen. Now, we have happening, I hope you did get your pen and paper, just a couple things taking place and some other upcoming events taking place as well. Now, you need to note in the Toronto and GTA surrounding area, April 11th to the 12th, is a bus tour, and it's by Light and Salt Events, and it's a tour that's going from Toronto to Syracuse, New York, and an overnight stay in a hotel shopping trip. And here's the important thing, they are going to see a Tyler Perry play, that's right, in Syracuse, New York, and the rates and everything are here. So you need to check it out on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. And that is a woman scorned. And we know that's not good when a woman is scorned. But check it out. That's April the 11th and 12th. They do need a deposit. I don't think it's much. There are different rates. Breakfast is on the 12th. Accommodations, 2, 3, and 4 bedrooms. It includes one ticket to see the play, Tyler Perry, Hell Had No Fury Like a Woman Scorned. It departs on Friday, April the 11th at 1 p.m. and returns Saturday, April 12th at 9 p.m. Transportation on a comfortable coach from Shoppers World, Brampton, Ontario. $100 deposit to reserve your seat. Full payment and or balance is due by March 15th, okay? If you need some more information, you can contact Carlene, 647-333-9129 in Toronto, or you can email lightandsaltevents@hotmail.com. That sounds really good. Might have to check it out myself. Okay, June 9th, 2014, the much-anticipated second annual Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards is taking place at Mount Zion Apostolic Church, and that is here in Toronto, Ontario. For more information on ticket outlets, call 416-887-8458 or 416-988-6219, or you can email ccgmatoronto@gmail.com. And they also have a website, www.CanadianCaribbeanGospelMusic.com. All right. Melody of Deception, April 11th and 12th, is coming to Toronto. Brand new production by Elaine Spencer Brown. And you don't want to miss out on this information. April 11th and 12th in the Toronto region. as well as her well-known play, OMG Private Pain in Public Schools, which will be presented March 15th and 16th, 2004. You can check out all of that information at www.omgunplugged.com. And we may have to get in touch with Sister Dr. Elaine and see if we can bring her back on the show. And you might enjoy that very much because we've covered her for Women of Excellence Glass Awards and some other things. Also, March 8, 2004, OMG Private School is back in Toronto again, but March 15th and 16th, they will be in Ottawa, and we will get that information to you once we've got some more information. Now, we've been seeing the tour of Son of God, the movie. If you watch the segment, The Bible, this is the continuation called Son of God. There is a private viewing and screening, advanced screening. Now, this is February the 27th at 7 p.m. This is in Brampton, covering the GTA region, and it's at Silver City Cinema at Grey Lake Drive in Brampton, Ontario. You don't want to miss it. And believe it or not, the tickets are only $12 for the general admission. No tickets will be sold at the door. I repeat, no tickets will be sold at the door. You need to have advance tickets, and you don't want to miss out the advance screening of Their Empire, His Kingdom, Son of God. For information, you can contact in Toronto, 416-837-4896. Praise God. February 21st to 23rd, you will be able to join the 10th anniversary celebration of the Toronto Mass Choir, having a gospel music award, workshop, forgive me, in cooperation with York University. New workshops and clinicians such as Harmonization with Stephen Lewis, History of Black Gospel Music in Ontario, and lots more, lots of vocal coaching. Check them out, okay? You can register online at www.tmc.ca/powerup, and this is called Power Up 2014. Once again, these are posted on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Feel free to check it out. Also, we have a guest coming up in a week, and we have four here at the new thing taking place. My buddy over in Detroit is a Marvin Thompson Jr., and he's going to be on February 23rd. At Broad Street Presbyterian Church in Detroit, Michigan. So you might want to catch that at 3 p.m. We'll have some more information for you definitely next week, and we'll get a chance to get some updates from our friend Marvin. Okay, my buddies, the Soweto Gospel Choir are coming back to Toronto. They're at the Sony Center Toronto. Don't forget, they may still have some early bird tickets available, and it's at the Sony Center here in Toronto. If you code in on their website, EARLYB, and try and get those early bird tickets at cost. We've got one more announcement that we're going to be holding off on because we've got that guest coming in this evening. But in the meantime, February the 16th, that's this weekend in West Palm Beach, Florida, Brother JC for 30 years of service by Pastor Tony Siders and Siders Funeral Home, and also courtesy of WJFP FM Radio. Okay, this is going to be rather interesting. It starts at 3 p.m., and it's at Mount Calvary Full Gospel Baptist Church in West Palm Beach, Florida. Okay, all right, we're moving right along. This weekend, there's a special arranged singles Valentine's package to see Life Begins in the UK. It's Barking UK, a play about Christian singleness, a good mixture of laughs and tugs at the heartstrings, followed by a light meal at the Broadway Theater. Praise God. And we've got something else coming up in Germany for June 21st, the Gospel Explosion Concert. Once again, check it out, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. And this weekend also is a Black History Month Gospel Music Celebration, and it will be taking place at Revival Time Tabernacle Worldwide Ministries on Dufferin Street in Toronto. If you need more information, you can reach them at 416-630-9346. All right, we're going to check out some more Jermaine Cowan music. Our theme tonight is what is love and love and relationships. So we are going to be going to check out his new song, and I believe it is a question we all need to consider. What is love? This is Jermaine Cowan, and we'll be back right after this with Jermaine.
What a wonderful world.
Yeah. This one is for the grown-up sex, you know.
Husband, grab your wife.
Wife, hold your man close. They must have something to say.
Listen. Not a star in the sky could shine as bright as you, you. So when I close my eyes at night, all I see is you, is you. Life without you, I couldn't take it. That's why I know God wouldn't make it without you, you, you. So no matter what I say, you better know that you are the cream of the crop. You better hold your head high like you knew. It was true, and I know in your heart you think you just made your part. But girl, it's all about you, 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 you. Oh, girl, for so long, so long, to show my appreciation. Thank you for being patient with me. Shine as bright as you, you. So when I close my eyes at night, all I see is you, is you. Life without you, I couldn't take it. That's why I know God wouldn't make it without you. Girl, I can't resist this feeling now. You bring this peace inside, and I can't deny. Eternity, forevermore, is love I see, is everything so sweet. Oh, girl, for so long, and so long, to show my appreciation. Thank you for being patient with me, and waiting to see me through. Star in the sky could shine as bright as you, you. So when I close my eyes at night, all I see is you, is you. Life without you, I couldn't take it. That's why I know God wouldn't make it without you, without you, without you. Oh, girl, for so long, show my appreciation. Thank you for being patient with me and waiting to see me through.
Amen. What is love? And as our theme continues for Valentine's Day, and I said it's a question we all need to ask and inquire about, but I think we need to go to the source. I don't just mean the Bible, but I believe, if I can connect here, we have Jermaine Cowan live on air. Brother Jermaine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Definitely.
Praise God. It's so good to speak to you again. It's been a while.
I know it's been a while. You know, greetings to everyone out there that is listening and celebrating love and celebrating life in general and celebrating music. You know what I mean? Those songs are for you.
Amen.
People. Definitely.
Praise God. I played your song earlier, Moving On, because that was one of my all-time favorite from your CDs.
Yes.
And I just told everybody, I just got my hands on it to play for you guys. So we played Moving On earlier in the show.
Oh, my goodness. You see, every song that I put out, you know, is based on circumstances in your life or situation that you are at the point, at the time in your life. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I actually have a follow-up song for that, Moving On.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
There's a lot of things. Even the song What Is Love, there's a follow-up one coming for that. You know what I mean? It's called Paradise.
Okay. Oh. So we moved on because we figured out what is love, and now we're in paradise. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Paradise. You know, because you see, the thing is, love, you know, as I say, you know, love, capture everything. You know, love sent Jesus to the cross. You know, love covers
yes.
a multitude, you know what I mean? And God
Ooh,
is love, so
on,
I can sing about love, you know what I mean? And there's a lot
Amen.
Of love in my heart. And because, you know, one other thing I said as an artist, I want to romance my wife when it comes to singing, you know, romance her with love music, romance her with anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not just the carnal mind of romance her in the bedroom certain way, but romance her in every way.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? And
I
want to sing to her, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so that's where it's come from.
Wow. Praise
yeah.
God. Well, I really like the new song.
Thank you so much. And this new song is off the upcoming album. It's called The Template. You know what I mean? And The
okay.
Template is it's a transition. You know, like when you get the blueprint before you build a house, you see the blueprint
yeah.
to the point that, you know, so you can actually see what the house is going to be like. So the new album, this album is called The Template. You know, it's a transition to the new album. So you're going to understand. So you will understand, you know, what direction I'm going with this record, with this new album.
Yes.
Know, so, a lot of love songs.
So what have you been up to since we last talked to you? Because I think the last time we connected was in the summer, and you had done some
yeah.
music in Windsor and was running
yeah,
around and
doing
all sorts of tours.
But you see, the thing is, I wanna give big thanks to you because you helped out my team a lot. You know what I mean? And I wanna give a big shout out to you. Everyone, support
Aww.
Our station. Understand, support us. It's been a big help
Thank
for
you.
Real. Yeah, but what I've been up to, we finished up the tour in October. That's when I finished
okay.
my last show because it was from April right to October. I think almost 6 months been on the road.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now I'm back in the studio. I decided not to go on the road for a little bit until I can just go in and, you know, because there's a lot of things in my system I need to get out on track. So that's the place I'm at right now. A lot of people I've got maybe around 7 other bookings after because of this
right.
song. You know,
uh-huh.
because of the song What Is Love. And I didn't want to go too far out of the country. I want to stay in the country for a little bit and, you know, just feed my people that is here right now.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's what's going on for Jermaine right now. I'm just preparing for the next single. I actually dropped 2 single in January. There's one called Stay Strong. Stay Strong is more for the streets, the ghetto youths, and, you know, people feel like, you know, about to give up or already gave up or even thinking about it. You know what I mean? Just to stay
right.
strong. You know what I mean? So that song is already out right now. I don't know if you have it yet.
Yes, I do. I do. I
you
definitely do.
Do.
And we're certainly going to make sure everybody hears it for sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I also got a mega mix from you. What I'm thinking, because at Christmas, what we did was for the holiday listening, we had put out, literally, we did a show with just Christmas music for all our different gospel artists and musicians that we have and our independent musicians, and we literally put it together so people could upload it for their iPods. So
fantastic.
I think I may have to do a reggae gospel little mix for everybody to hear and make sure that we put your stuff on there too.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, the music's for the people, you know what I mean? Because, you know, there's so much. And we just want to give it to the people. And as I said, they can go up to even iTunes and, you know what I mean, download it off iTunes and stuff like that. Cost, normally iTunes costs, you know what I mean? But they can download it, Reverb Nation, YouTube. We always try to put out new music every month so people can have it, you know,
I'll
in their catalog.
We've got you linked on our Rouse Ministries broadcast and communications page for sure. I also understand that there's a video for this one.
Well, it's not really a video. You know, it's more like it's one of my artist friend that actually put up a video thing for the song, because right now we're actually waiting on the grant to finalize to shoot the actual video for the song.
Okay.
So What Is Love?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
all
not
right.
just a Valentine's song, but it's all around the song.
That's right.
There's a lot of people that booked me for weddings and stuff like that. I never see myself as a wedding singer, but people book me for weddings. So they want me to serenade their lady or serenade the couples and all of those things. So I just go in and do what I got to do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Definitely.
Sounds good. It sounds really, really good. So when are we going to be expecting this, the drop of the new album?
Well, the expect date is next month, March. But what we're going to do, this launch is going to be, we're just going to shoot it up online. Maybe in the summer, we'll do physical copies for the summer. But for now, we're just going to, it's actually done right now. You know what I mean? But we're just going to release it online, so everyone can go online, check it out and stuff like that. And actually, there's a DJ mix for that, for this album, the template. It's like a minute of each songs on it, but I did not put two songs on it purposely, which was the What Is Love and Stay Strong. I didn't put those on it purposely.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
all right. I think
I can't give them
a copy of the template. Yes. Is that the one with the DJ mix? Yeah,
the
that
DJ
was
mix.
That.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that. That's the one I want to use to put together for our little reggae gospel for people
That's
to listen
no
to, because then they get sampling. I love that. I love that with the DJ mix
definitely.
In there. That was bad. Definitely.
And on it, there's the track for the follow-up for Moving On. It's called I Am More Than a Conqueror, Than a Conqueror, Than a Conqueror, you know what I mean? I am more than a conqueror. Yeah, man, that song is a crazy song. Crazy.
Yes, praise God.
So they can
check
it out.
I love it. Okay.
So
I've got to kind of keep my eyes and ears open again to find out when you're back out on the road so we can actually see you.
Yes.
Now, I saw your picture on a poster, I believe it was for the Caribbean Gospel Awards.
Coming up when?
I think it's in June. We just read it. I'll tell you in 2 seconds. But I believe it's happening in mid-June 2014. And yes, unlike a wanted poster, your face is on there.
I haven't seen that, you know.
No,
I
have to
say. If you can give me the site, I go check it out, because a lot of times people will put your name on stuff just to draw attention for people to come out. You know what I mean? And it's not good. So I don't know which site is this on.
Well, I will get you a copy of it and let you see what it is. But I thought, wait a minute, that's our buddy Jermaine on that poster, praise God. But then that means that they recognize you as one of the true Caribbean gospel artists. Here it is. Yes, it's Saturday, June the 14th at Mount Zion Apostolic Church. It's the second annual Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards.
Really?
So, I will send you a link to that so you can see your face. And then you can check it out, and then you'll be able to know what you're connected to, praise God. But see, obviously they know you're somebody important here in Canada, not just in the Caribbean community, but as a gospel community, mm-hmm. praise God. So that's a blessing.
True. Well, it's a blessing.
So everyone, we have to let everybody know that, ironically enough, while we're doing this interview, Jermaine is live in the studio as we speak.
Definitely.
So you're throwing down some new tracks, or what are you throwing down tonight?
Right now we're just trying to finish up, tighten up. There's a new song that I'm actually working on. It's called "You Get By." You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It's a song that I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to the youth, and I'm talking to the congregation, you know what I mean? I'm talking to God, talking to the youth, I'm talking to the congregation. And it's more like, you get by, you won't die, by, just trust in the Most High. You get by, you won't die, by, put your trust in the Most High. In all my days, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. In all my days, I've never seen no trust and shaken. In all my days, I've never known you to desert his own. In all my days, I know you're the one who sits upon the, you know, you get by. Yeah, so That's a spring single.
Oh, I got to clap for that one.
You know the funny thing? These I deal with a lot of social commentary. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I try to be a controversy artist, but, you know, because I don't like, you know, it's good to have tradition and stuff like that. I'm like the Joshua generation, you know what I mean? Because Moses only could have taken it this far. And, you know, Joshua, you know, God had to get Joshua the baton to take the people over across Jordan, you know what I mean? And I'm that type of generation. And, you know, we're not riding donkeys anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
God has given us the tools so we can expand on that. You know what I mean? He works six days, rest on the seventh. So we have to carry on that. So I want to take people, you know, sometimes I try to get people uncomfortable because we're used to the same thing all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part in the song goes, "Why you worry, youth, why you worry? Don't you move too fast, why you worry, cause those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Save soul by the corner, no faint by the corner, no die by the corner. Trust in the Father, you know, you get by." So it's a crazy song, crazy song. Crazy, crazy.
Very good. Very, very good, Jermaine. I think one of the things that I've noticed from some of the songs that we have from your previous albums is before you were fighting, and like you said, more than a conqueror, and we were just trying to get through, but now I find that there's a different type of peace in your life because it's coming out in your music now. Your songs are more at a stability aspect of life, so I can kind of tell, because musicians usually, they transition through their music, so you can almost tell where they're at in their life just by the music that they're putting out. So I'm taking it some wonderful things are happening to you now.
Yes, I have to give God praise, you know, because one of the things that I can be thankful for today, not just life, but, you know, you go through the transition in life that, you know, your ups and down, and, you know, I've been a Christian for the past 20 years, but, you know, is it the 20 years everything has been good? No. You know what I mean? It's the last, maybe the last 6-7 years out of that I start understanding what the word of God means to my life. You know what I mean? So I have to make it practical in my life. You know what I mean? So no, I'm naturally seeing the manifestation of who God is. I'm not saying everything is cool and dandy all the time. You know what I mean? But I try to keep it real. You know what I mean?
Amen.
The more we keep it real, I believe the more light we shine. You know what I mean? Because people want to see you off stage and on stage. I hope you're still the same. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's how I live my life these days. And God has blessed me with, you know, there's no wife, there's no, maybe one day, you know, it's coming, but the Lord have actually, you know, to the point that I can say the music is actually paving its way for me now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to the point that, you know, I believe when you're doing music, especially North America and all of that, you still want to have something in the back end, you know what I mean? So I started. Mm-hmm. I always loved the hair business. So I started a salon in Toronto, you know what I mean? So it's good. So yeah, so I always like people to beautify themselves, you know? So,
yes.
Lord have blessed me with that area. So I give thanks for that, you know?
Amen. Well, we give thanks for you. Praise God. And I know that it's not easy to always be out there in the forefront doing what you know God wants you to do. And so we commend you for sticking to it. Amen.
Thank you so much. You know, and I thank everyone that support me. And, you know what I mean? If you don't see me, you still pray. If you see me, you still pray for me. You know what I mean? Just
amen.
Genuine love. You know what I mean?
Amen. Praise God. Before we let you go, we want to hear what your definition is, not just through the song, but what is love?
Oh, what is love for me? Love is not just celebrated when a season comes. Love is it's an everyday thing. Love is, you know, is like if I have a dollar and somebody wants 50 cents out of it, you give it to them. You know what I mean? You have to be genuine. Love is not just because you feel. You're supposed to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, you're supposed to love. You know what I mean? And for me, it's just the simple things. Simple things. You don't try to do the drastic things. And for us, for Christ himself, he expects the simple things from us. You know what I mean? Simple things, and that mean a lot. You understand?
Okay.
And love is not about I wash the dishes and I leave it for you to dry. No, you wash the dishes, you dry too. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what it is.
Amen.
That's 100%.
Bless
you know.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Did you want to give a shout out to anybody or to a church or anything?
Well, you know, you see, I can give a shout out to a church, but there's a lot of church that I love, and there's a lot of church, you know, there's a lot of people that I love. So I don't like to forget people, but I just want to give a shout out to everybody that supported Jermaine Cowan and Right to Win Music and Tower House Music, you know what I mean? And for those, you know, for everyone and anyone, you know what I mean? Let's just celebrate life and just get connected to people. You know what I mean? Not because next door neighbor did you something. You know, go reconcile, because you're not going to see the full manifestation with the word of God in your life unless you get it right with people. Two things I'm left with us.
Okay.
Love God with all of your heart and your mind and your soul. And next thing you say, love people. Mm. Those are the two kings.
Amen.
Do two key things. And if you can't do those, you ain't going to see the manifestation of God. You know what I mean? So God bless you guys and keep supporting Jermaine Cowan. So it's Tower House Music, Right Away Music, Jermaine Cowan, Google my name, anything. Hit me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media. We're there. God, we love
people.
You know what I mean? Definitely.
Amen.
And
we're
support
make sure
your
we
ministry
you
all
up.
The time. Definitely.
Amen.
Keep
Thank
in touch.
You.
There's a lot
Thank
of music
you.
Coming. And God bless you and your crew and your team and everybody and your family. Happy Valentine's and happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, that was Jermaine Cowan, and we even got to hear him sing live on air. Praise God. We're going to send him on his way, but we're going to play Stay Strong by Jermaine Cowan, and then we'll continue to follow up on everything he's doing. And God be with you, and God's grace be ever sufficient for you, Brother Jermaine. Bless your heart.
Yeah,
amen. Everybody, this is Stay Strong by Jermaine Cowan.
Give up, no doubt, stop holding on. Stay strong, my brother. Love them even though they're wrong. Stay strong, my children. Don't let hate overcome your heart. Stay strong. Stay strong. See, I was just a poor boy in Spanish Town, Jamaica. I never would a new boy until I met the maker. Told me, my son, be careful what you say to my people, the people. Stay strong, oh, stay strong, my sister. Never give up, no doubt, stop holding on. Stay strong, my brother. Love them even though they're wrong. Stay strong, my children. Don't let hate overcome your heart. Stay strong. Stay strong.
On the block, on the corner, down the lane, and the cravings
are dying. Father, help us all.
Politician and the crooked cops, everywhere they're denying.
Father, help us all.
More knowledge, more jobs, more life, the youth them crying.
Father, help us all.
Said that no one they better must come. So stay strong. Stay strong, my sister. Never give up, no doubt, stop holding on. Stay strong, my brother. Love them even though they're wrong. Stay strong, my children. Don't let hate overcome your heart. Stay strong. Stay strong. Forget the youth in trouble. That great devil don't look good to me. They say I'm using shovels. Bury each other. Lord, can you help me, please? Stay strong. Stay strong. Stay strong. Oh, stay strong. Stay strong, my sister. Never give up, no doubt. Stop holding on. Stay strong, my brother. Love them even though they're wrong. Stay strong, my children. Don't let hate overcome your heart. Stay strong. Stay strong, stay strong, my sister. Never give up, no doubt. Stop holding on. Stay strong, my brother. Love them even though they're wrong. Stay strong, my children. Don't let hate overcome your heart. Stay strong. Stay strong.
No matter what the circumstances is, or the problem is, just keep your head up, yeah? What will I meant? Focus on the positive side of life. Leave the negative aside, you know what I mean? And just let love override every doubt, every failure. Put God first and just stay strong.
Amen. Never give up. Stay strong. That was Jermaine Cowan. Praise God. What a wonderful evening. And he's live in his studio working on new material, as you got to hear. Praise God. All right. I want to play one more song, and I've always enjoyed this one, and I'm always humming it, and I've played it lots of times for you, but I just love this song. So we're going to finish up with this one song for Jermaine Cowan, and then we have another special guest coming on after this song. But right now, we're going to play Something About Life. This is one of my favorites. Very catchy. This is Something About Life by Jermaine Cowan.
Ooh, oh. Ooh, yeah. Something about life. Life, yeah, makes me wanna smile, yeah.
My. That was really good. Now, that was the wonderful gospel instrumentalist, trumpeter, and performer, Dave Brown. Now, here's the thing. It was funny because I have him holding. He's coming online just to join us this evening, and we're excited because he's got this wonderful event taking place on Saturday. But the funny thing is we were going through some songs, and I had actually had that song lined up, and I think he was going to ask for a different one, and I've got another one lined up, but funny enough, that one worked out so perfectly because our theme tonight is love, and we're talking about Valentine's Day and relationships, and I kind of like the play on words because my life belongs to you, so it belongs to the Lord, and it certainly can belong to the love of your life, amen, and it was funky. I liked it. It's got this kind of little groovy feeling to it, and I was sitting here bopping and snapping my fingers. But ladies and gentlemen, it's with great joy and pleasure that I finally, and believe it or not, I've been wanting this person on air for a while now. So let me see if I still have him here, if he didn't hang up on me, praise God. Brother Dave Brown?
Pastor Jay, how are you?
Praise God, I thought he hung up on me. We
ongoing
joke from the Glass Awards where he was on the red carpet and we were taking pictures and doing interviews, and he didn't realize I was getting ready to interview him, and everyone kept calling him, and I tell you, Dave has to get accustomed to this lifestyle of paparazzi. And so cameras were flashing everywhere.
Brand new thing
I'm
for me,
telling
so.
You.
Yeah. But,
well,
you're
royalty
you.
In God's eyes.
My sister, thank you very, very much. God bless you.
Oh, no, not at all. You are very talented, and you're an award recipient of the Glass Awards.
Yes, the very first inaugural Glass Awards ceremony that was held just late last year. It was, an honor to be nominated and also selected as Instrumentalist of the Year. So definitely thanking God for that honor.
Amen. Now, you've had a very intriguing year. One of the things that I did notice that I had followed just happened, I guess close to the end of last year, was you were at Oral Roberts University.
Yes. Yes, the
and you weren't
graduating. No, actually, I got invited to come down and to play my trumpet and also to play my shofar at the inauguration of their fourth president. So, very high profile event, and I got the call actually from the president to come down and to play.
Mm.
We've done some youth ministry, international youth ministry together a number of years ago. And so that was how our relationship began. And once the opportunity came about, he thought of me, and I was more than happy to go down there and to play for the ceremony. Awesome experience. Definitely one of the highlights of my ministry career. Yeah.
Definitely.
And what's your connection with Oral Roberts?
Well, other than the fact that we both love the Lord, we serve the Lord. Amen.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Amen. Yeah. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise God.
He is mighty. Wonderful.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. And I think it's wonderful. Now, just to show you how mighty he is, we want to know a little bit more background about Dave. I mean, other than the fact that I can tell you have a passion, not just for the Lord, but you have an instrument that I see. You remind me of Chuck Mangione because only he holds on to his trumpet as though it is his wife. And we were even teasing you at the Glass Awards because I said he would sooner take a picture with that trumpet instead of me. And it was too funny because he had his back turned and he was looking towards some of the other media that was taking pictures. And I was leaning towards him to interview him, and he had his back to me. And the way he was holding on to this trumpet, I was almost jealous.
I have to apologize on air this time. It was funny. I'm not used to the whole red carpet treatment, and someone forgot to tell me that the pretty lady holding the microphone or the recording device was with yourself and that you were supposed to be taking pictures with me, and I had no idea who you were, and I was like, this lady's trying to take a picture. Who is she? You know? So I apologize. I apologize.
That's okay, because I actually realized that your instrument of choice is a godly gift. So I respect the fact that the trumpet has first choice and first right of refusal over me. Praise God. So when did you fall in love with this wonderful instrument?
You know what? I started playing when I was a kid. They started having a community marching band started up in our neighborhood, and we went in, a bunch of us kids from the neighborhood, including my sister. We went to this tryout, and they threw us into a room with a whole bunch of different instruments, and they said, "Okay, pick one." And had a bunch of kids in there. They were banging on drums, they were blowing trumpets, flutes, tubas, the works. So it was just a mess of noise. And it wasn't until someone picked up a trumpet and blew it, and I heard how crystal clear it was and how it cut through all the sound and all the noise that was in the room. And then my head just kind of turned. I was like, whoa, what is this, right? And, of course, I went over and I tried it, and I couldn't get a sound out of it at all.
Aww.
And then someone showed me how to do it, and, of course, I was able to do it, and I fell in love with it. It's just it's a great instrument, and it's kind of a love affair. So when you see me hugging my trumpet, please understand. it's such a hard instrument to play, but it's such a rewarding instrument to play.
It is. Right? You know, and I'm a clarinet and saxophone player.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
I was like you. I thought the trumpet was amazing, and I could not get a sound out of this thing.
Yeah,
and
it's
a special acquirement because, you know, you've got to purse your lips in the right way and be able to just make that little pinhole. And I don't know. It's unbelievable.
It's like I explain it to people as an act of worship. When you worship God, you don't just give him part of you. You give him all of you, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your body. And when you play, when you pick up the trumpet to play, there's a lot of other great instruments out there, but to produce a sound out of a lot of instruments, it's just a simple matter of pressing a key, right, or strumming a string, and you can produce a sound.
Right.
With a trumpet, because you've got to use your embouchure, you've got to use breathing, your back muscles, your abs, it takes your whole body, and on top of that, there's only three buttons, and you've got to get all out of these three buttons. So you can't just casually pick up a trumpet to play. It actually requires some commitment, right?
Right.
The same thing with when we worship the Lord, we use everything that's within us to worship him.
Amen.
So with a trumpet, it's very, very similar. Very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So it's either something you love or you may grow to hate.
Right.
And I think that's possibly why there's not a lot of trumpet players, at least in the church. And I'm trying to change
I was going to say, it's not the average instrument that you would expect to find in the church.
And funny enough,
the
Old Testament.
About it.
Yeah, when the Bible refers to worship in the Bible, it's not just the singers, right? And we've now began to reincorporate dance into the church. But along with the dancers and the singers, there were the trumpeters. The priests played the trumpets before the Ark of the Covenant. You know, so it's interesting to me that I've been to churches where I am the first and only trumpet player to ever play a note under their roof, you know.
Right.
So I really believe we need to get back to that biblical model of corporate worship where, you know, the singers, the dancers, the trumpeters, all ministers
before the Lord
together.
Well, it talks about timbrel and harp and all of those wonderful things.
We have those. We have our pianos and our drums and our guitars, but we don't have trumpets, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
part of my mission is to reinstate that. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it seems to be working. Now, you would have had a mentor, I'm assuming, that, you know, somebody, I mentioned Chuck Mangione, but there's got to be somebody that you would have really just... said, oh, wow, this guy blows my mind. This is who I want to be.
Well, there is actually someone. And it's funny, when I ask people to name me 10 gospel singers, they can rhyme off 10 gospel singers without even thinking about it. I could even ask them for 20 or 30, and they could find 20 or 30. But when I ask them to name, other than myself, another Christian trumpet player, they're hard-pressed to find another one or another two, right? But
right.
For me, the one person that actually really inspired me to take up this whole trumpet-playing ministry was a gentleman by the name of Phil Driscoll. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But if you go on PhilDriscoll.org or .com, you'll see who that is. He's an older gentleman now, but when I was 18 years old, I went to a concert at Queensway Cathedral, and he packed out the place.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And before praise and worship became popular and mainstream, before everybody was doing it, he was doing praise and worship. And I remember being in the audience watching this man play and just the presence of God and the anointing that was on him and playing this instrument. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what God's called me to do. This is an exact example of what God has called me to do. And for a long time, he was the only influence that I had. He was the only model that I had to follow. And so he's been the biggest influence in my life as far as music ministry is concerned. So I was privileged enough to meet him one time in 2001, which was absolutely amazing. I got a chance to play with him. And then again, about 3 years ago in Toronto. So, check
now
him out.
That had to be breathtaking.
Yeah, it was
amazing. How do you end up playing with the person that you have looked up to?
Well, it was a God thing, you know, because he had come to town. He was in town at Queensway on the Saturday night for a Christmas concert, and he had performed with the Lifeline Orchestra. And then the next night he was going to be at a church in Burlington. So I said, I'm going to make sure I get to Burlington. So I got there, and I got there about halftime because I couldn't find the church. So when I got there, the church was packed out. The only space that was left was the front row, and there was a bunch of little kids sitting on the front. So I went over and I made friends with these little kids, and they allowed me to sit with them, which was cool.
Aww.
And I brought my trumpet with me, and I just kind of prayed that he would. Sorry, Trumpetina
your
is her name actually. As Trumpetina.
Yes.
But so at one point in the service, he saw me because he had seen me from the night before. And I let him know what an influence he was in my life and whatnot. So this particular night, he saw me in the front row, and he looked at me and says, he pointed at me and he says, come here.
Wow.
He called me up on stage. Yeah, called me up on stage and asked me to share a testimony. So I shared with everybody, just like I'm sharing with you right now, what a wonderful influence this man's ministry has been in my life. And then I said to him, do you mind if I play with you? I brought my trumpet. He says, really? He says, yeah. I said, by all means, go get it. You know, so I hopped down and I gave my camera to some stranger and I asked her to take some pictures. And I hopped up back up on stage and we played a number together, and it was just amazing. And then he laid hands on me in front of everybody.
Oh,
and
praise
declared
God.
That I could, that, you know, that what I've done demonstrates that I've been called to do exactly what he's been called to do. So at that time, you know, I consider that the highest authority under God to say that it was okay for me to pursue this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So great
Nothing
experience.
But the Lord.
Great experience.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
And I kind of know
That's
because I contacted my favorite author, and I'm also an author as well. And I contacted my favorite Christian author and decided one day after I'd contacted about something and she responded, I decided, I don't know where the boldness came from, and I invited her to be on the show, and she accepted right away, and
wow,
I almost passed
that.
Him.
Okay.
I was like, yep. Are you kidding? I have yet to do the interview because I've still got to work up the guts and the strength from the power of God to interview who I find to be the best Christian author out there, and I'm just blown
wow,
away.
Wow, look at that.
And,
look at that.
Yeah. You
that's
just, you know what? It is nothing but the Lord. Yep,
yeah,
for sure.
Wonderful.
Now here's my question. Oh, yes, for sure. But here's my question now.
We have a little bit of a delay, by the way. So I apologize. I think we have a little bit of a delay between us. So
that
I feel
probably,
like I'm stepping
all
over your conversation. Okay.
Oh, no. You're doing just fine.
All
now,
right,
with Trumpetina going to be
okay,
coming out with you for Valentine's Day, I understand the two of you are making an appearance on Saturday.
Yes, Trumpetina and I.
Yes, can you please explain where you both will be?
Okay, well, Trumpetina and I and a number of talented musicians and a wonderful singer by the name of Nicole Sinclair, we're going to be doing an event called Songs of Love and Inspiration. It's a Valentine's event. Like I said, with myself and piano player and songwriter, arranger, Joy Brown. We have a gentleman named Sheldon or Shelly Berger. He's going to be playing stand-up bass. He's also an arranger, producer.
Really?
And we have a gentleman by the name of Rob Brown. He's going to be on drums. And Nicole Sinclair is one of the lead singers, one of the guest lead singers for Toronto Mass Choir. So,
okay.
Wonderful voice.
We just talked about their upcoming workshop. Yes.
Yes. Toronto Mass Choir. Got a tmc.ca. Definitely go and check them out. So a group of talented people. It's going to be at, we call it the atrium. The atrium is this huge lobby they have at Global Kingdom Ministries in Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the date's going to be February 15th, Saturday, 7:30. And it's just going to be a couple hours of just great gospel and jazz. We're going to be doing some smooth jazz, some jazz standards, and, of course, inspirational gospel music all around the theme of love. Yeah. So just a relaxing, laid-back evening, coffee, desserts, just relax. It's not going to be anything over the top, but the theme, again, is all about love.
Well, when I heard about the stand-up bass, that's what melted my heart. See, other than being a trained vocalist and an instrumentalist, as you heard, that I play several instruments, but I grew up, believe it or not, and this is what people used to get a kick out of, but I actually love jazz and the blues, and people don't realize that. I've been singing jazz and the blues since I was about 17 years old.
Really?
And I used to perform. I used to perform with a bunch of teachers from my old high school who actually played. And here I was at Little Yacht Club singing my heart out. And people were still confused thinking, why is this little girl singing our music? So once you said stand-up bass, my heart melted because I knew right then and there what was going to be happening. You don't get stand-up bass at any basic event. So it's going to be a very intimate kind of sort of event.
Yes. A little bit different than what folks are used to for me, because my big thing is the Instrument of Worship series. And my only two recordings to this point, Instrument of Worship Volume 1, Instrument of Worship Volume 2, are all about worship. All the songs on there are the different styles, but the theme is all about worship. I don't think there's anything higher than when we worship. That's what we've been called to do. That's what God's created us to do. And I believe he derives the greatest amount of pleasure from our existence when we do worship. At the same time, he allows us to do so many other wonderful things. And I believe as long as we do them within the context of our Christian convictions, then God is pleased with it. So, like I said, I'll be doing a lot of jazz standards. And I promise not to take anybody anywhere we shouldn't go. So it'll be safe. It won't violate your Christian conscience, I promise.
Amen.
And, but there's a lot of great music out there that really blesses people, makes you happy, makes you reflective, lets you think about love and about the wonders of God. But, you know, you wouldn't necessarily find them within a church context.
Right. No, yeah, no. So, and I think what this is one of the things that I do on my show, Dave. I love music. Music is my passion. And I like the fact that on our show we get a lot of independent artists. We get new we go from you guys. Like, I've even got a saxophonist who does. I've got to connect you, by the way, with this saxophone. Uh-huh. His name is Jason Brown, aka JB Sax, and he's a saxophonist. I know he would love to play with you. And you guys
Excellent.
Would get along well. And he loves his instrument like you love your trumpet.
Nice. Did he hug his saxophone?
It goes from that to even rap. I've got gospel hip-hop artists. And I just think each and every one of us has been gifted for a purpose. And as different as it is, you know, we might think, oh, there's nobody else like there or there's very few. But we're supposed to be that few because we are chosen for a purpose.
Agreed.
So you... Yeah, you have to keep doing what you do, no matter if you feel you're the only one.
You know, and it goes back to just knowing what God's called you to do.
Yeah.
Just knowing what God's called you to do. And, I mean, the way you find that out, too, is not just a matter of just deciding what you want to do and just running around and doing it. You really need to listen to the response of the people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first started out and I was a kid, you know, your church folks, they love you and they want to encourage you. So no matter how bad you sound, they'll say, oh, that was wonderful, Dave. You know, you're doing so well. You know, and they hug you and they kiss you and they make you feel good. But, you know, and there was a time, and I started up, like I said, playing in a marching band when I was a kid. In my teenage years, I joined the band, a church band, a church brass band. And we would play, and, you know, teenage years, you know, you played and the girls liked it and you enjoyed playing it because the ladies liked it, but you also felt you were doing something good. And you would hear people saying, oh, that was great, that was hot. Back then you said the catchword was, that was hard, you know?
Yeah.
And then, remember that? Okay. I think you're dating yourself if you remember that term. But at the same time, too, you know, there was this distinct point in time, around the time that I encountered Phil Driscoll, where the Lord showed me that this is more than just playing for the fun and playing because I knew it was something good. And once I got that understanding and I would play from my heart and I would play for the Lord, the responses of the people began to change. And it was, it started changing from, oh, that was great, you're such a good trumpet player, to, wow, that was a blessing. You know, that really moved me. I really felt God when you played that song. And, you know, and you start hearing people's testimonies. And then that's when you know that it's a God thing. It's not because you're talented to do something or you like to do it, but there's a purpose. If what you're doing is genuinely touching people's heart, because you have to find the balance between the art and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I like
And sometimes we get caught up in the art. We want to look a certain way. We want to present a certain way. We want to, you know, and we want the vibe to be a certain way. But if it ministers to your heart, it will minister to the heart of somebody else. And that's what we need to be doing, whether we're a Christian artist or not, you know what I'm saying? And that's when God is really glorified in what we're doing. So that's my, that's how I look at it.
There's a comfort and there's a complacency of being put right where you need to be. And there's a peacefulness because you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah.
It's funny. Sometimes it is peaceful, and sometimes it's nerve-wracking, and you still know that that's what God's called you to do. I just have to be so careful.
That's the rebellion part, yes.
Yeah, and you know, and sometimes God stretches you. Sometimes God takes you into waters you've never been in before. Yeah. And just like this concert that I'm doing on Valentine's, you know, I'm a very traditional church, Christian type, and to be doing this, believe me, the presence of God will be there. We'll be talking about the love of God, all of that stuff, you know. But the fact that I'm doing just music for the sake of, like, for example, when you go to listen to an orchestra play, the writer of the music may not be a child of God, but when, you know, you listen to the arrangement, you listen to the strings and the oboes and the trumpets and the cellos and everything comes together, you sense God's creative ability in all of that. You know, when an artist paints a picture of a sunset or of a sunset or a sunrise or of wildlife or whatever, you look at it and you say, wow.
Right. The beauty of
God's
God,
creation.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. And God
what
often
is the word?
Uses
the beauty of holiness.
I'm trying to think of the song right now, but yes. I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness, something like that.
Yes.
But you can see God in so many things that are not in the church, quote unquote.
Yes.
But they are of God. Mm-hmm. Right?
Amen.
So if nature itself declares the glory of God, right, then, you know, God is in so many things that are outside of the four walls. We just have to be careful how we, you know, how we expose ourselves to it.
That's right.
So, yeah, there's lots of music out there that I believe people are, when they listen to it, they're going to get happy. They're going to feel love. They're going to feel the love of God.
Yeah.
God is love.
Passion,
right?
Passion comes from the Lord, and passion can be shared with the one you're with, but it's done all in God's eyes. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So this will be an expression of that on Saturday.
Okay. Well, we're going to have you back again. I'm enjoying this, definitely.
Wonderful, I would love to come back.
Into Mr. Dave Brown and Trumpetina, bless her heart. Okay,
yeah,
everybody,
nice
you
person.
Heard
she
it.
She really is. Yeah.
I can tell.
Can I just,
she sounds simply wonderful. Uh-huh.
Wonderful, yeah. Can I just want to send a shout-out to everybody that support my ministry for all these years. Just want to thank you for your love and your prayers and your support. Please come on out on February the 15th, Saturday. For more information, just check out my website, www.davebrown.ca for information for this concert. And I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, it's
thank
live at the atrium, 7:30 p.m. The doors open at 7 p.m. That's Global Kingdom at 1250 Markham Road, Saturday, February the 15th. And the ticket pricing is phenomenal. And he's even got tickets. If you want to get two tickets, a couple or a friend, nobody's saying he's got to be a guy and your buddy. It could be your best buddy, too. And they've got discounted prices for that, too. I think it's going to be amazing. I love its song. Of love and inspiration, a Valentine's event. And this is very, very special, so you don't want to miss this event. We're going to follow up with Brother Dave later on as well, because we want to get back and have you on air, because we still have lots more questions to ask a little more about Dave Brown. And you know what? You actually spoke a lot more than I thought you would. Praise God.
Oh, is that
you're doing a wonderful
job. You know, I feel really
job.
Comfortable. You made me feel comfortable, and
Well, we may have to bring you back and hear a little bit more about it and hear a little bit more about some of your Dave Brown and friends that will be taking place, because I would love to hear more about some of these people that are going to be in the concert. So once it's happened, maybe we'll have to bring you back and hear a little bit more.
I'd love to share some more of you know, what the Lord's doing and some of my plans for the upcoming year. And so anytime you have a slot for me, I'll be available.
Oh, we'll make sure we find it. So everybody, don't forget, that's Saturday. You want to bring your sweetie or your needy, it doesn't matter, because Valentine's Day is about love, and love is of God, and God is love.
God is love.
And so you'll truly be blessed. I know you will. Thank you so much, Brother Dave, for your time.
Thank you, Pastor Jay. Thank you for what you're doing in the gospel music community and in general. Really appreciate your ministry and your gift. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. And the same to you. We're going to wrap up here. And this is Here I Come to Worship by Dave Brown. Because you know what? When you worship, there's nothing more passionate than being in worship to the Lord, because he's truly worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. And if you want to say thank you to him, then you just worship and adore him. And I can assure you, nothing could warm his heart better. And thank you again, Brother Dave. And to everyone else, have a glorious night. Valentine's Day is not just for your sweetie, but remember, God has told us that the greatest and the most powerful law that he has is to love your neighbor as yourself. God bless you and keep you. And this is Here I Come to Worship by Dave Brown.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. A hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
minute night.